So today, my dear brothers and sisters, we celebrate this Feast of the Ascension, which is a wonderful opportunity for us to speak about our identity and who we are and who we are called to be and what we are called to do, and to remember the mission of the church. And also in remembering the mission of the church, to remember our own missions. We live in a very sports-oriented society, which is a wonderful thing. You know, we have the NFL and the NBA and all of the other soccer, all the professional sports. And I'm sure we've all thought about that, but to be a professional football player, basketball player, soccer player, whatever it may be, it takes an amazing talent that is received from God. I mean, when you want to play in the NFL, you can't just want to play football casually. It doesn't work out, you know? You know, when some of us remember the NBA of the 80s and 90s, and we remember Michael Jordan, and remember how everybody wanted to be like Jordan, but nobody wanted to put the work in to be like Jordan. Now, that reference loses a little because the young people, well, you're too young to remember that. But the older people, you remember that. It would be like... Patrick Mahomes. There we go. We use Mahomes. You know, we all want to be Patrick Mahomes, but we don't want to put the work into it. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, to do any kind of professional sports, besides a talent, a natural talent, there's also all of those players, they eat, drink, sleep, and think about their sport only. It's all they do. And that is what makes them as good as they are. Well, you say, well, my dear brothers and sisters, what does sports have to do with the ascension and with today's calling? Well, my dear brothers and sisters, in a sense, it follows also that if Christ is commanding us to go, therefore, and make disciples, he has put in us the desire to be that disciple. Now, where was that desire implanted into us but in our baptism? Here's the issue. We hear these words a lot, go and make a disciple, and we get, you know, really romantic about it, and we watch, you know, we watch The Chosen, and it gives us a real view of the apostles and how romantic and how nice. But my dear brothers and sisters, in our baptism, we receive that call, and that call is not a romantic call. It is a call to go out into the world. Today we heard in the first reading, as we were hearing the explanation or the story of the ascension in the Acts of the Apostles, as the disciples are looking up and they're looking sad, two angels come and say, "What are you doing standing here looking sad?" That's not the mission. The angels say, "Go." That's the mission. Go. And my dear brothers and sisters, us, the mission for the church is the same today. Is a mission of going out. And when we say that, we as Catholics, oh boy, we get really uncomfortable. Oof, I mean, we don't like that. But my dear brothers and sisters, it is true. Jesus Christ never said, go build a church and sit in it. I don't see where Jesus said that. Maybe I'm missing it, but I think I'm an expert enough to know that Jesus never said that. Go build a church and sit in it. Go and make disciples. The mission is very clear. And so because we received the call to be disciples in our baptism, our mission is straightforward. Go and make disciples. Go and bring others to Christ. That is the whole meaning of the Feast of the Ascension, is that we are not supposed to be standing here looking up at heaven. That's not what this is about. What this is about is that we have received a gift. What are we doing with that gift? How many disciples have we made? How many disciples have you made? I hope the answer to that question is that you can say, I've made many disciples. But we live in a world which has trained us to be afraid of speaking about our faith. We live in a world which has looked to silence us. And we have allowed it to silence us. But my dear brothers and sisters, that is not the mission. And we cannot relegate the making of disciples to the priest and to the clergy. You know, where we say, well, Father, I fulfill my Sunday obligation and I go home. And you're lucky I do that, Father. That's not what we were created for. That's not what you received the gift for. We received the gift so that we can bring others to Christ by the way we live our life. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, if we do not take this mission seriously, the church will be in a lot of trouble. The church will be in a lot of trouble. But we say, well, Father, that's why you went through 10 years of a seminary, so that you bring people to the church. That's your job, Father, not mine. I'm sorry. That's not true. The mission today, my dear brothers and sisters, is to go out into this world, to live our faith, to speak about our faith, and to bring others to the Lord. And so today, as we come to this Eucharist, may the Lord fill us, or has already filled us, but may he embolden us to live out that call, that gift that we received in our baptism, so that we can be like the professional players, only instead of the NFL and NBA and all of those sports, we are professionals in the faith. And that we call and bring many to the Lord.